Hello, hi. My name is Latava Blake from the People's Paper Co-op, and I'm reading from Dear Jane. Dear Jane, I'm sorry to hear you're going through this right now. Like so many of us, myself included, are. This is not the first time for me. However, I, like everyone else who has spent time in jail or prison, struggled with this during my incarceration. I was kept in solitary confinement for almost a year and doing things to make sure my day went smoothly and my mind was kept confined, like my body, was so important. Some things that helped me were keeping my faith were God. I read the word, I prayed and believed that things would turn out good. I stayed busy working and signing up for all the programs that I could. I called my family 3 times a day, and even though the calls were only 10 minutes, I ordered my commissary early so that I can calculate my orders and stretch my money. Also, I read books and took naps. I played cards and took showers, and at a certain time every day to keep a routine. I tried then and I'm trying now my best to just think positive thoughts. You're always free to do that. I will advise you to try to do what makes you happy. No matter where you are and what situation you're in, for me, I'm finding myself in relaxing, eating something good. I enjoy listening to music or watching a good movie. I love being with my friends or going out to eat. And while we can't do that we used to do, you can see your friends. You can go for a walk or you can share a meal. Some friends and I have been cooking for each other. Just make sure you're all doing these things from a safe distance or virtually. Know when things get better, you will be able to go as you please and enjoy every moment even more. For me, all I ever wanted to do was travel, and probation kept me from that. With probation, you can't usually leave the city without a verbal or written agreement. Now that I have permission from my probation officer to finally leave Philadelphia whenever I want, the world is shut down. I know traveling makes people feel complete because you're happy when you see different things and meet great people. Remember that the time will come when that will happen in person again. For now, I make the best of my time at home and find things to busy my time. Maybe you can do that the same. Although I still struggle at times, I believe myself. I believe my life and yours will go back to how I like it to be. Know that you're not alone going through this. We're here. We're together. Stay safe and remain strong. Love, Latara Blake from People's Paper Co-op, PPC Peer Mentor.